The University of California at Berkeley's Institute for Government Studies surveyed the California electorate and found a major change from their February poll. This new survey projects former President Donald Trump moving into a big lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, which is a marked change from February, when the reverse was true. The latest Emerson College survey of Republican potential Iowa caucus voters gives former President Trump a huge 62-20% advantage over Governor DeSantis, with no other candidate even reaching the 6% plateau. It is important for DeSantis to do well in the early nomination events if he is to overtake Mr. Trump, but starting this far behind makes his task all the more difficult. In West Virginia, East Carolina University found Mr. Trump, in a state where he scored a pair of 69% victories in 2016 and 2020, leading the 2024 GOP primary with 54% preference compared to Governor DeSantis, who sits at 9% support. No other GOP candidate or potential candidate reaches 6%. Turning to the U.S. Senate picture, that same West Virginia poll finds Democratic Senator Joe Manchin trailing Republican Governor Jim Justice by a whopping 54-33%. Citing the closeness of the House Republican majority through the next election, Ohio GOP Congressman Warren Davidson announced that he will not join the U.S. Senate race to oppose Democratic incumbent Sherrod Brown, but will seek re-election to his 8th District House seat. Mr. Davidson was first elected in a 2016 special election to replace former House Speaker John Boehner. In the Ohio Senate race are State Senator Matt Dolan, a 2022 Senate candidate who is a minority owner of the Cleveland Guardians Major League Baseball Club, and businessman Bernie Moreno, who Ohio Senator J.D. Vance endorsed last week. Expected to join the campaign next month is GOP Secretary of State Frank LaRose. Despite signals to the contrary, Pennsylvania State Senator and 2022 gubernatorial nominee Doug Mastriano announced at the beginning of the holiday weekend that he would not run for the U.S. Senate and will instead seek re-election to his state Senate position. The move opens the door for 2022 Senate candidate and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick to run virtually unencumbered for the nomination, something that will be necessary for him to fully compete against three-term Democratic Senate incumbent Bob Casey Jr. In the House, six-term Utah Republican Congressman Chris Stewart, who at one time was thought to be interested in launching a gubernatorial or U.S. Senate campaign, has announced that he is resigning from the House. Mr. Stewart's wife's ongoing health situation is the reason he will be leaving his position. He joins Rhode Island Democratic Representative David Cicilline, who is resigning June 1st, to accept a position in the private sector. Utah Governor Spencer Cox will set the special primary and general election calendar within 7 days of Congressman Stewart officially resigning. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.